Jurassic Park, by the way. So just in case you're keeping tabs this morning. But yeah, I always hear David Attenborough's life. He is 98, by the way. Yeah. 98 for him 98. Today. Wow. I know, it's crazy. He's been doing those nature documentaries for a long time. And then we have a couple local. I can't forget about that. I had them over on my list here. I got to get to my list. Here we go. Michelle Glazer is celebrating a birthday today. Of course, we all know Michelle from Red Shed in Baraboo. She'll help you make your lawn look fabulous. So if you're over by Red Shed today, stop in, tell Michelle happy birthday. And Sandy Hiller Gavin is also celebrating a birthday today. So Sandy, we all here at Max FM wish you a wonderful, wonderful day. And of course, if you're celebrating, we wish you a wonderful day as well. And remember to add somebody to our list, Finn. Easy stuff. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Now coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Lots of sun to start things out today, then a chance for some showers, maybe thunderstorms this afternoon. Those chances continue into tonight and then early tomorrow. Sean Cable's going to tell you more in just a moment. Plus, we'll have ABC and local news next here on Max FM.
You can create beautiful memories with custom-fit 14-karat gold or sterling silver permanent jewelry. At Love Lash and Weld, you can create unique jewelry by choosing sparkling chains and charms for necklaces, bracelets, rings, anklets, and more. For Mother's Day, birthdays, or any special occasion, trust Love Lash and Weld of Baraboo to help you put together the perfect gift. Ask about a permanent jewelry party to enjoy with friends. Call 608-477-8331 to book an appointment today.
Looking for something a little extra sweet on the buffet? Hi, this is Jess at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and it's official, the sweet chili pizza is back. This pizza has peppers, onion, pineapple, and is drizzled with that sweet chili sauce. Now available on the buffet and on the menu to order. Plus, also join us for our all-day buffet every day. And come on and see us on Reedsburg's East Side. Stop on in. Looking forward to seeing you.
Sauk County, it's time to stop settling for mediocre cell phone coverage. AT&T is now covering 96% of land in Wisconsin. That's right, 96%. That means great service everywhere. Whether on the family farm, that annual hunting trip, and even in the comfort of your own living room, AT&T has you covered. In fact, we're so confident it works, come to our Baraboo AT&T and take home a phone to try absolutely free. Great service like this is only available one place, and that's AT&T Baraboo. See you soon.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Severe weather warnings today in Arkansas and throughout the Ohio Valley. It's the third straight day that millions of people are at risk from extreme weather. Michigan and the Midwest hit hard last night. A FedEx facility in Portage, Michigan was destroyed. Powerful storms on Monday in Oklahoma killed one person and devastated an area that Governor Kevin Stitt toured.
We just toured the damage here, probably 60, 70 homes that were totally destroyed, and I think the count's up to probably 350 or so statewide now.
President Biden will be in Racine, Wisconsin today, announcing a Microsoft investment to build a new facility. It's the same site where then-President Trump once announced an investment by Foxconn to build a facility that did not come to fruition. Former president's criminal hush money trial resumes tomorrow. The U.S. has paused weapons shipments to Israel over concerns the weapons could be used in the Gaza city of Rafah. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Two Portage men were arrested on Friday after one of them allegedly punched a woman and threw her off a porch. According to the Portage Police Department, officers responded Friday night to the 1000 block of McFarland Road in the city of Portage on reports of a woman who was assaulted. According to police, the man who assaulted the woman was found inside a downtown bar. He ran away while police tried to talk with him. He was eventually taken into custody and placed into the Columbia County Jail. As police investigated the suspect, they learned he was a convicted felon and was reported to be in possession of a firearm. Officers executed two separate search warrants at the suspect's residence, where they found multiple things, including a short barrel firearm as well as drug paraphernalia. A second person was taken into custody during the execution of the search warrants. A 28-year-old Portage man is facing many charges, including battery and felon in possession of a firearm. A 24-year-old Portage man is facing many charges, including possession of a short-barrel rifle. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
A great start to the day with plenty of sunshine, high of 73, chance of thunderstorms by mid to late afternoon. Our wind out of the east today at around 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms. We may get locally up to a quarter inch or more of rain. Our low 48 tomorrow. Cloud sprinkles in the morning, clearing in the afternoon with a high near 60. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
99.7.
It's 8:05 right now. Enrique Iglesias, 49 years old today. Here he is with Pitbull, I Like It, on Max FM.
Enrique Iglesias. Pitbull. Y'all know what time it is.
We gon' set it on tonight. Just so. Set the club on fire.
Just so. Enrique. Holla at him like.
Girl, please excuse me if I'm coming to you strong. But tonight is an hour we can really let go. My girlfriend's out of town and I'm all alone. Your boyfriend's on vacation and he doesn't have to know. No, oh-oh. No, what can do the things I'm gonna wanna do to you? No, oh-oh. I shout it loud, scream it loud, let me hear you go. Excuse me if I'm misbehaving, oh. They're trying to keep my hands off, but you're begging me for more. Round, 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 baby, low, low, low. Let the time, time pass, cause we're never getting old.
I'm a Miami boy, you know how we play. I ain't playing with you, but I wanna play with you. Get me, got me good, now watch me. Woo! It's a different species, meet me in D.C. Let's party on the White House lawn. Tiger Woods and I'm Jesse James, equals Pitbull all night long. Wake up Barack and Michelle, let them know that it's on. Pa' fuera, pa' la calle. Dale mamita, tírame ese baile. Dale mamita, tírame ese baile. I see you watching me, you see me watching you. I love the way you move, I like them things you do like.
Don't stop, baby. Stop, baby. Just keep on shaking my love. I won't stop, baby. Won't stop, baby. Until you get enough.
Party, caramba, fiesta, forever.
Baby, I like it.
The way you move on the floor.
Baby, I like it.
Come on and give me some more.
Seven Max FM.
Any Anytime I need to see your face, I just close my eyes. And I am taken to a place where your crystal mind and magenta feeling take a chapter in the base of my spine, straight like a chicken cherry cola. I don't need to try to explain, I just hold on tight. And if it happens again, I'ma move so slightly to the arms and the lips and the face of the human kind of all that I need to, I want to. Well, come and stand a little bit closer, breathe in and get a bit higher. You'll never know what hit you when I get to you. There's a time and place in the interaction of a lover and a nick at the time I'm talking. Using symbols, using what's gonna be like into a deep sea diver who is swimming with the raincoat. Well, come stand a little bit closer, breathe in and get a bit higher. You'll never know what hit you when I get to you. Just close my eyes and I'm taken to a place where your crystal mind and magenta feelings take up shelter in the base of my spine, shit like a chicken cherry cola. I don't need to try to explain, I just hold on tight. And if it happens again, I'ma move so silently to the arms and the lips and the face of the human cannonball that I need to, I want you.
Ooh, I want you.
I want you. There is Savage Garden, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. We pulled that one out of the library because half of that duo, Darren Hayes, celebrating his 52nd birthday today. I told you this whole hour, Finn, was going to be artists who are celebrating today, and we have a slew of them to try to get in before 8 o'clock or before 9 o'clock. So yeah. We will do our best. The other half of Savage Garden, by the way, was Daniel Jones. I couldn't think of his name off the top of my head. I don't know why. I mean, it's not like it's a common name or anything. One should have been pretty easy for me to come up with, right? But at any rate, he was the second half of Savage Garden. So we got two of them in so far. We've still got a few more to go this morning. Now, we were talking about those Ruby Glow pineapples a little later on. Got a text in here this morning and somebody says, forget Rainbow Bright. It kind of sounds like a stripper name. Oh, okay, yeah, we'll go with that one as well.
It does, actually.
It does. Just a little bit. This person is right on their game this morning. So we'll leave it with that. You take that for whatever you want with it this morning. So, you know, this is kind of fascinating to me. U.S. News and World Report does this study each year that ranks all 50 states based on everything from education and healthcare to infrastructure and economy. And this year, the state at the top of the list is actually the state for the same state as last year. Utah actually comes in as number one. So we are talking about the state most known for polygamy, not drinking any alcohol, and fry sauce delicacy. There you go. I mean, what more could you want in this world? Utah actually tops the list mostly because it landed in the top 10 in 5 of the 8 categories that U.S. News and World Report looks at, peaking at 2nd in education along with 3rd place finishes in both economy as well as the infrastructure. New Hampshire is 2nd, followed by Nebraska, then Minnesota, Idaho, Iowa. I mean, I can't even say it. I'm so shocked by, I know, Idaho and Iowa at number 5 and 6. Like, I'm so shocked by Iowa at 6 that I'm like, okay. Vermont, Washington State, Florida, and Massachusetts round out the top 10. Now, the worst state on this list happens to be Louisiana. New Mexico is 2nd worst, followed by Mississippi, Arkansas, West Virginia, and then Alaska. And those seem to be pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, that kind of checks out.
Yeah. Now, there's some beautiful areas in all of those states, but some of that kind of checks out based on what we know and what we've seen and seen on the news and things like that. There is a full breakdown online, and I actually went through that full breakdown to kind of see where other states around us land. We mentioned Minnesota and Iowa coming in at number four and six respectively, but then we've got Illinois that comes in at 38, so they're way down there at the bottom of the list. My home state of South Dakota comes in at number 11, and of course I was saving the best for last, which is right here in Wisconsin. We come in at number 17 on this list, so not horrible, right? And I was looking at some of the categories that they look at to basically make these rankings. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to things like education, opportunity, and financial stability, we're doing very, very well. We're actually in the top 10 in all of those categories, believe it or not. We're not doing so great in things like infrastructure. Look at our internet situation in this state, or roads, or some of our buildings and things like that. Mm-hmm. Crime and corrections, another area where we're a little lacking on, and then economy / growth of economy. We're not doing so hot in that either. Now, healthcare and things like natural environment, we're kind of middle of the pack as far as all of the states go. So, I mean, all in all, we're not doing too bad. There's some room for improvement, but we're not Louisiana. So that is the good news this morning,
I mean,
right?
Would you give up living in Wisconsin to live in Idaho?
No.
All right. So let me ask you this. If you weren't living in Wisconsin, where would you, what other state would you feel comfortable living in?
We just had that discussion about 2 weeks ago in our house. I don't really know, because every state has their pros and their cons, right? And so I don't really know, because I'm getting to the point where at one stage of life, if you would have said to me, oh, I'm going to move you somewhere without four seasons, I would have been like, no, I absolutely can't do that. Now I'm kind of like, I'm okay without winter. So I don't really know at this point in time. And I still feel like I have more traveling to do before I could answer that fully. Because again, pros and cons of everywhere, right? If you are going to do winter in some states, you better be prepared for winter in some states, especially on the East Coast when they get like those nor'easters and stuff that can dump feet of snow in literally like a 12-hour period. I don't know if that sounds very exciting either, but does that other stuff in those states outweigh that? I don't know. Yeah. I definitely would not go back to the Midwest. Like, I would not go to the middle Midwest, like South Dakota, North Dakota, Nebraska. I definitely would not. I would avoid those at all costs. I've spent enough time in those states. Lovely to visit. I have a lot of friends who still live
nice
in those states.
Nice place to visit, but you wouldn't want to live there
I would
again.
Not want to do that again. No, I would not. There's just one thing that I have learned to love being in Minnesota before we came here. I love trees. I love nature. I love to see lakes and that kind of stuff. You don't have a lot of that when you get into good portions of like the middle Midwest. It's there's no trees. You just have prairie upon prairie. I spent enough time looking at prairie. I'm good without it for a while. Yeah. Okay. So I can't see myself living anywhere like Colorado. I mean, I can eliminate a few places too, right? I can't see myself living in Colorado. Spent enough time out there, especially in the higher altitudes. Not for me. It is just not for me. I cannot do the higher altitudes, the allergies, the dryness, all of that. that kind of stuff. Beautiful. Love the mountains. Super fun to go see them. Do a little exploring in them. But no, I would not want to live there as well. Now, there's other states, though, that I have not had a chance to do anything other than fly over or quick just drive through a tip or a corner of, like your Nevadas and things like that. We were in Las Vegas, but I don't consider that to be like an actual representation of any state, because that's like its own little entity, right? Like that's like its own entity in Las Vegas. You don't get a good glimpse of what it has to offer by hanging out in Las Vegas on the Strip, right? You don't get that opportunity. So I don't know. I was kind of partial. I know a lot of people don't love it, and I know it's got its cons, but San Francisco, I know a lot of people could never do that area. I don't know if I could do right in San Francisco, but when we were out there, it just spoke to me. Like the oceans, the temperatures, the fact that it doesn't, you know, you'd hardly ever get any really cold weather. You know, like 50s are kind of their minimum of what they're going to get. So that kind of speaks to me a little bit. I love New Mexico. I mean, I know that's on the bottom of the U.S. News and World Reports list. I got a chance to spend a lot of time down there growing up. Beautiful, beautiful state. So really what I need to do is find somewhere that is like warm. Like I can go there when it's cold here and then come back here when it's really hot there. That's kind of what I feel like I need to do. Yeah. Get a little bit of best of the everything. Now, what about you, though, as we're having this discussion? I kind of laid out all of my stuff and all the places that I would definitely eliminate. What about you, though? Where is there one place in this country where you're like, yes, I could totally see myself there forever and ever?
Well, I've never been there, but, you know, probably somewhere in the Pacific Northwest, you know, Washington State, you know, around Seattle, somewhere around there. I think I could live there, but I've never been there, but that would probably be, or maybe, you know, Vermont, maybe.
Yeah, that's probably about it.
San Francisco seems lovely, though. It really does.
It was beautiful. And I know it's not for everybody. And I know living in one place is a lot different than, you know, just visiting a place. But there's just sometimes you get to an area and it just speaks to you, right? You feel the vibes. You love the vibes. Yeah. The weather is a huge, like pro for us because, you don't have the super cold. You're not going to deal with the snow, obviously. Sometimes you're going to have to deal with rain and fog. To me, that's a lot easier to deal with than 20 below, especially where I'm at right now in life. But, you know, again, pros and cons. You just got to kind of figure it out. And are you really going to be 100% satisfied somewhere? Probably not, because you're going to run into something that bothers you.
The grass
right?
is always greener on the other side. Now, if I were out of this country, I would love to live on Inishmore, the island that we stayed on in Ireland, because I can just picture myself. I'm a miserable kind of guy, so I can kind of see myself in bleak weather living on that island. I would be in my element.
I feel like at this stage of life, I have to do more traveling. This is going to be my excuse to Corey Hartman. When he asked me, where do you want to end up when our kids are gone and we're just able to be wherever we want? I don't know. We're going to have to do more traveling in order for me to figure that out. So I feel like that's a good excuse to like actually go some more places and really kind of, you know, figure out what area is awesome and what isn't. Angie just texted us this morning. She wanted to know where Indiana ranks. Indiana ranks number 30 on this list. And of course they, 50th for natural environment for Indiana. So that tells you everything you need to see. Maybe Angie can speak about that for us.
Angie, she can give us way in Indiana. How do you feel? I mean, do you like living there, Angie? I mean, do you like living in Indiana?
A good question. I believe she's in Indianapolis or around that area from conversation we've had in text with her. So, and sometimes when you live in a city area, it's a lot different than being in the rural areas, as we all know, whole different worlds unto themselves. You know, you have everything at your disposal, everything's right there within a couple of blocks, and then you get out into the rural areas and you're like, huh, there's really nothing here. Like even growing up in South Dakota. Now, we were in Mitchell, South Dakota, which was a town very much the size of Baraboo, 15,000. But if you wanted to do any major shopping, if you wanted to do your Costco runs or anything like that, you were driving an hour down the road to Sioux Falls because that was the closest place you were doing any of that. Once you got past Mitchell, as you're driving west down I-90 and you get it past Chamberlain, I mean, Chamberlain's really your last stop before you get to Waldron. drug for the pie in the water. I mean, that is essentially your last stop. And I don't say that lightly, because there is nowhere to go before you get to Wall Drug after you pass Chamberlain. That was always the thing when I was doing tourism in South Dakota, working at the Corn Palace in high school. You know, tourists would say to us, what do we need to know as we head west? Gas up, because you are not going to have a place to stop for quite a while. So make sure you have your snacks, your gas, and you are ready to just basically, put yourself on autopilot and get there, because there's not much to do between Chamberlain and Wall Drug. I mean, we weren't going to lie to the poor people. Oh, it's so exciting. No, there was nothing exciting about that drive, especially if you're on the interstate. You know, you're just kind of, you're kind of in the middle of nowhere and just kind of, you know, going straight down a road, which most roads in South Dakota are. So, we weren't going to lie to the poor good folks from coming from other parts of the country. we just weren't going to do that to them. But they were always a little surprised when we would say that, and then they would come back through. I always loved it when people would come back through, because obviously we were a place to do a little shopping, stretch the legs, use the bathrooms, all of that good stuff. So when people would come back through, if, you know, they remembered us and we remembered them, which actually happened more than one occasion, we'd be like, oh, what did you think? Oh, you were totally right about getting gas in Chamberlain. I'm so glad I listened to you. Every single time, those were the first words out of their mouth, because then they realized that we weren't just joking. We were being pretty serious, because there was nothing.
Now, generally speaking, when you get into an area like that, you usually have at least two or three bars. Were there taverns, or was there just nothing?
Absolutely. No, there's nothing. There's nothing along the interstate. There is absolutely nothing along the interstate. What's hilarious to me is I haven't lived there now in 12, 13 years. And I had to go back a couple of years ago with my mom, because my grandpa was sick, and we had to make our way from here all the way through Minnesota and all the way border to border to South Dakota, because he was in Rapid City. And as we were making the drive through South Dakota, I just remember looking around going, nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. Yeah. It's the same drive I remember making when I was 5 years old. I mean, it's the exact same drive when you get there. So,
see, now you mentioned Minnesota. Now, of course, I love the Boundary Waters and the area around Grand Marais and the Gunflint Trail. All of that I love.
Yes.
And have been there several times. But I have seen over the course of years how much it has changed.
Yes.
And that I'm not really down with. But still, the Boundary Water area, that's just phenomenal. You know,
I mean,
when you're bumped up right next to Canada, that area is just gorgeous.
Yes.
I haven't made you think about that.
And Angie just responded. She said, all of that checks out. Great people. There's lots of poverty, poor infrastructure in a lot of places in Indiana. Excellent pharmaceutical research facilities. So that's good. They've got a little technology there. And she says, same weather as Wisconsin, pretty much. And she said, for her, with her family back here, it's a really easy drive from where she's at to Baraboo.
Sure.
So all that checks out. Now, as you talk about Minnesota, I'm going to be honest. I love it here in Wisconsin. I really, really do. This was always a goal of ours to get to Wisconsin. Minneapolis, though, is always going to have a little piece of my heart. Always. I loved Minneapolis. There was just an easiness and a vibe about Minneapolis. Lots of really great family activities. There was always lots of great music, museums, all of that kind of stuff. And so, you know, it's always going to have a piece of my heart. And I always get a little nostalgic when we go back. And it's one of those places that every time we leave, just because of the great friends we still have there and the things we leave behind, I always, like, it's hard. It's hard for me to always leave Minneapolis, even though I do love Wisconsin. But it's just one of those places for me. And honestly, if it wasn't so cold, because there's something special about a Minneapolis cold. you could complain about the cold here in Wisconsin, but if you've ever been in Minneapolis on one of those sub-zero days, there is something special about a Minnesota/Minneapolis cold. There really truly is. I would probably someday say that's where we would end up at a retirement stage. But again, I don't know if I want to do the Minneapolis cold.
Yeah, I hear you. But I also get the whole nostalgia thing when you go back to a place, because when we first moved back to Baraboo, or the area anyway, just driving down those streets again and
you know,
driving past the Al Ringling Theater and, you know, all of these, and the Circus World and all of these places that I remember being around and going to when I was a teenager and hadn't really fully immersed myself since, you know, since then and being back. I mean, you just remember all of those old places. Oh yeah, I remember that place. And I remember,
it's a cool
and
feeling.
You also see how the town has changed over the course of 30, 40 years too.
Absolutely. Now Marty's weighing in this morning. He says, just a note for where, you know, like in particular, like maybe Corey and I'll end up living probably near where our grandchildren are. You know, that might be something as well. Honestly though, for us, I don't see my kids sticking around the upper Midwest. So, and I have this really funny feeling that I'm going to have one in one coast and one on another coast. And don't ask me why I have that feeling. It's just how they both are and the things that they're both particular to. Now, of course, that depends on jobs and things too. I understand that. I also have one that would love to move to Canada, and I have one that would love to spend some time in Australia. So we'll see where they end up.
At least you just have two. You only have two kids.
This is true. You and Chris would be really all over the place. You'd be basically separating your year into quarters is how that would work for, exactly. for at least for right now. Angie weighing in again here this morning over on our text line says she would move almost anywhere stateside or overseas, north, south, east or west. She said maybe Illinois out of the running, but really anywhere. So, you know, she's somebody willing to do a little adventuring out in this world. Yeah. So, I think before I could ever settle, I would have to weigh pros and cons and probably... this is going to, again, be my excuse to Corey Hartman. If you're listening this morning in Racine, we have to do more traveling because I have to know where I want to end up. Just saying. Yeah. And Park Falls and Racine are beautiful. I just don't want to spend any more time there.
And eventually Dexter will be out of the house and he'll be out on his own. And then there you are. There's so many big lifestyle changes once the kids are out and they're out on their own that you have to...
We're already like, we have like an extra bedroom that nobody uses now, you know, and Max is only, I mean, Max has been home five times literally since he left for school. Three of those were not overnight stays. They were literally just in and out day things. And so we've had this like empty room. It's Aspen's bed now. She loves that bed. It's dark in there. She can stretch out. Nobody's kicking her off of it. She just loves that bed. So it is officially Aspen's bed. And I tell Max that on the phone and he's like, great, could you just change the sheets before I come home next time? Of course, I always do that anyway. That always happens. But I get it. Nobody wants to sleep in Aspen glitter. I'm fully aware, of how that works. Taking a look at your forecast right now. Lots of sunshine today with a high near 73. Now, we do have a chance for some thunderstorms mid to late this afternoon. Scattered showers and thunderstorms continue potentially into tonight down to 48. And then clouds tomorrow, some sprinkles in the morning. And then we're going to clear things out by tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon, a high around 60. Right now, it's 52.
Imagine you're trying to escape from a secluded cabin or being trusted with government secrets, or you need to locate an important dignitary for a special event. This isn't a TV show. No, it's Elusive Escape Rooms. Can you count on your friends and family to help you make your great escape? Call 608-678-2388 or find us online at elusiveescaperooms.com. And mention promo code MAXFM to save on your next adventure. Located across from Noah's Ark on Wisconsin Dells Parkway in Wisconsin Dells, Elusive Escape Rooms, the best escape you'll ever attempt to make.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsit.
I am a nurse midwife here at RAMC. In my role, I care for women from the start of puberty through menopause, really caring for women through those childbearing years and supporting them through all those transitions of life. I love supporting women through that labor where they think, I can't do this. And then all of a sudden it clicks and they know I'm strong enough to get through this and bring my child into the world.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsett at ramchealth.com.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
It's 8:35 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And hey, thank you for all the texts. We were talking about all the great states that we could potentially live in. Very, very much appreciated. Remember, if you ever want to chime in on a conversation or just say hello, give us a birthday or an anniversary, that text number is 355-9970. Van Halen now as we celebrate Alex Van Halen's 71st birthday today. It's Panama, 99.7 Max FM.
Panama!
Van Halen, There Is Panama, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM, 7:38 right now. That was a good one this morning. I love it, Finn, when we have all these musician birthdays and we can just start pulling out all this great music and changing the playlist completely up. Corey Hartman's worst nightmare.
And thank you to Alex Van Halen for switching to drums,
right?
Because I cannot imagine the world of rock and roll without Eddie Van Halen's guitar.
I still
miss it. I mean, I miss that guitar playing.
I saw the other day on social media, Wolfgang Van Halen, obviously Eddie's son with Valerie Bertinelli, they have some sort of documentary coming out about Van Halen, and he was doing a little promo for that and kind of teasing it up and things like that. It sounds like it's going to be potentially one of those documentaries in the same vein as all of these other great music documentaries that have come out. So that would be really awesome. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Because we know that band didn't always get along, right? And then you had the Sammy Hagar, David Lee Roth issue with fans and all of that kind of stuff. Eddie and Alex weren't always the best of buds, so even as brothers. So I think it could get interesting. And, you know, as long as we're talking about Wolfgang, you talk about a kid who learned by osmosis from some of the best.
Right.
I mean, he's not his dad, right? It takes a little chops to become Eddie Van Halen, but I think a few more years playing guitar, especially with Van Halen, Wolfgang's going to be right up there in the same vein in his dad, because he is so, so talented. So awesome. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you ever come home from the grocery store with things like impossible ground beef, kale, hummus, some kielbasa, and you just think, oh, gosh, look at how cool I am right now while you're unpacking your grocery bag? Nobody says that, by the way. I mean, if you're buying kombucha.
Especially with kale.
Yeah. I love some good kale. It's got to be chopped up, though, and it's got to be in something. I'm not just having a kale salad. I know a lot of people will.
So kombucha, no. I don't get.
Oh, that stuff is disgusting.
Oh,
I know,
man.
A lot of people love it, so I'm trying not to knock it, but it's a really hard. It smells weird.
Yeah.
It smells fermenty. I don't want to drink something that smells fermenty. Like, I don't want to, I don't need something that smells like I just, got it out of my rain gutter outside. Like, that's not what I want to do.
And of course, that stuff is really pricey, too.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like, what am I drinking here?
Yeah, this I'm not doing that. I also don't do impossible ground beef. Now, I know for the vegans out there, I totally understand why you do that. And it's so much better than if you had tofu only at your disposal. So I totally get that. I'll do kale. I do a lot of hummus around here as well. The other two, not so much. And let me just tell you, they do not make me feel cool when I unpack my grocery bag. In fact, when I look at them, I'm like, wow, I spent way too much money on, I don't know, leafy stuff that I could get in my backyard. That's pretty much what I think when I unpack my grocery bag. Well, in a new poll, 26% of us admit to buying healthy foods at the grocery store just because they're trendy. We're assuming, that they're still eating those items, but we've all bought something because we think we should eat healthier, only to have it go to waste before we figure out how we should really, really use it. Now, here's the thing, though. Eating healthy is not just about, having lots of kale and stuff in your house. Like last night, okay? So I had to pre-cook a meal because we had taekwondo really, really late. So it ended up being some chopped up chicken breast. There was some cherry tomatoes in there, some green beans, and then in a little pesto sauce with lots of fresh garlic and stuff like that. I served those when we got home over whole wheat noodles. Absolutely delicious. And it didn't look like I was growing a garden in my grocery bag. I'm just saying, Finn, it was super delicious. It's still pasta, so you still got to take it a little bit easy, but it's not the, flour enriched pastas that we all love. And it was absolutely delicious. It was absolutely divine. Put a little real Parmesan cheese over the top. It was spectacular. And when you get a thumbs up from the kid, well, that you're doing something right. Right.
Yeah.
So, eating healthy doesn't have to be all about whatever's growing like in your backyard right now, or look like you feel like you're eating grass. Overall, 65% of people would rate their grocery shopping habits as at least somewhat healthy. But healthiness is only our fourth highest priority behind cost, quality, and household preferences. Well, yeah, why would you go buy groceries if nobody's going to eat it, right?
Well, yeah,
or
exactly.
It's going to send you so far over your grocery budget that you don't even know how you're going to pay your next bill. Because
we struggle enough with the leftovers. leftovers
right.
and how nobody eats the leftovers.
Right.
It's, yeah.
Yes. We're totally in the same boat. I love a good leftover. Sometimes the flavors meld a little bit better mm-hmm. together after they've sat.
Marinate.
Nobody else in this house loves a leftover. Nobody. And so it is pure like frustration. Mm-hmm. There are other words that I could say about it, mm-hmm. but I'll
because
save
it's
my
a waste,
tongue.
Right? I
it
mean,
is.
You make all this food and then people don't want to eat it
and
because
sometimes there's a method to my madness. Sometimes I make extra because I know the next night is going to be really, really busy. And instead of going out and grabbing more fast food, I would rather come home and do a delicious leftover that we can just warm up. It's home cooked. I know what's in it. It's still delicious. No. My husband is of the opinion, let's just go get something to eat. Why? Why do you have to do this? Like, you have food. We have food at home. There is mm-hmm. a refrigerator full mm-hmm. of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this poll also asked what types of foods people would be more likely to splurge on if they could, and organic produce is number one. So here's the thing. I get why more people don't try to purchase organic. It doesn't
so
matter
expensive.
What the item is. It is way overpriced, and I mm-hmm. get it. There's special stuff that goes into it, special farms that where it must be grown. I get all of that, but there is a reason why the rest of the world cannot always do organic, because of the price. It just really affects your budget. I totally understand that. Things that are high in good stuff like vitamins and nutrients is next on our list, followed by sugar-free versions. And then there are things that have reduced bad stuff like fat and sugar and items that are also free range. I just basically buy the stuff that we like and try to do a healthier option of it if I absolutely can. And sometimes if Corey and Dexter want something that I know is not compatible with how I eat or what I can eat, I just prepare to make myself something different. I mean, it's or only eat an element of what they're having and just,
yeah.
you know, make the main dish or whatever it might be, the sides a little bit different. Sometimes you just got to adjust. And I know it's hard. Not everybody always has time to do that. I'm sometimes a glutton for punishment, but sometimes it's just easier than trying to fight it out at the grocery store. It
yeah.
really truly is.
Yeah. Now, we don't eat a lot of the organic stuff, but we do spend a lot of money at the farmer's market. I
sure.
mean, because
yeah,
when you can
absolutely.
Get all that fresh produce
oh,
and all
delicious.
The veggies and everything, that's when we were talking about leftovers. There's a point where you kind of get oversaturated with
yes.
fast food, right?
Yes.
I mean, because it's great once in a while, but then if you're constantly eating
yes.
fast food, it just weighs you down.
Yes. My husband
you know, literally.
is a testament to that, because a lot of his weeks are spent, you know, late night meals and nothing's open. So they end up wherever's open till midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And then he comes home on the weekends and he's like, I don't want to go out and eat. I just want to eat here. And I totally understand that, because he has spent the entire week eating just yuck, you know, or just whatever's
yeah.
available. And he just doesn't want to do that. Or he'll text me and he'll be like, I'm at the grocery store right now in the deli, because at least they make it fresh in the deli kind
yeah.
of thing. So
mm-hmm.
he's a testament to that, especially when he's on the road. So we try to do the best that we can. And sometimes, honestly, if he gets rooms that have like a little refrigerator in them, or
oh,
he's getting like
best.
One of the suite,
yeah.
yeah, I'll send some stuff with him. Now, I can't do everything because he doesn't have that kind of room, but I'll send a few things with him so that at least if he wants to go make a sandwich or something mm-hmm. like that, you know, he doesn't always have to go out and eat late at night. So I try my best when I'm absolutely able to. So yeah, eating healthy is, it's like, there's some things that you're just going to take a dive on though, right? Because you know that, like your Oreos, let's say, if that's like your vice in life, you're just going to buy them. You don't care, because they're your favorite. So you're going to pay the price. You're going to stand in the aisle for 20 minutes perusing the 900 varieties of Oreos that they have, and you're going to be okay with that, because that's your vice, right? So there's
right.
some things that we know we're going
to
just
and it's okay
on.
To have a few vices, but
oh,
you know, I mean, the thing is, we're always talking about obesity in this country, and
mm-hmm.
why is the stuff that's good for you so much more expensive than the stuff that isn't good for you?
It's ridiculous. And I'm gonna give my little secret to fresh veggies and fruits again, and I did this while you were gone, but this is the prime time to start reminding people. I don't buy organic anything as far as my fruits and veggies go. What I do is I bring it home. Everything goes into a apple cider vinegar water wash. And it's literally I don't know. I use like a huge mixing bowl for all my grapes, my strawberries, my blueberries, my apples, everything. And then I put like 2 capfuls of apple cider vinegar in there. Let your fruit soak for, and even my carrots, like my baby carrots and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'll do this as well. I let them soak in there for just a few minutes, dump them into a strainer gently because you don't want bruising, and then let them dry or a paper towel dry them, and they're going to be, you would not believe the stuff that comes off of them. Yeah. Even the organic ones, because I've done that before as well. Even the organic ones, there is a whole lot of stuff that comes off those fruit and veggies. But the nice part is that also when you get that bacteria off of them, it preserves them a lot longer, so they stay fresh in your refrigerator. I've kept like full cartons of strawberries for up to 8-9 days in my refrigerator.
Wow.
Looked brand new. So that's my little tip to everybody. I gave it to everybody when you were gone, Finn, but this is the prime time for fruits and veggies and farmers market opening in Baraboo on Saturday. So I want everybody to be able to preserve all the stuff they can for as long as they can. So just try it. Little apple cider vinegar, little water, do a thorough job patting dry, and I'm telling you, it will get all of the ick off. They taste amazing, and you preserve the freshness a little bit in the refrigerator.
Cool.
So there you go.
Cool.
Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like we're going to keep the sun for a little bit this morning, then maybe some rain again this afternoon into tonight. Sean Cable's going to tell you more in just a moment. Mike Ganger also has a look at sports next here on Max FM.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from 1/4 to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to 1 1/4 inches and 20 feet long. Ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer. We'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Weather postponed a number of events around the area this past evening. There were a few that were able to get off. The Portage Warriors got a 17-1 win over Sauk Prairie in softball last night. Stoughton beat up on Portage Poinette in soccer, 8-0 the final there. Baraboo and Sauk Prairie soccer did start their game. Played most of the first half with Baraboo having the 1-0 lead. Then the match had to be ended as lightning was in the area. A few events happening on what's usually a pretty quiet Wednesday, but the boys golfers for Baraboo, Portage, Reedsburg, Sauk Prairie, and many other schools will be participating at an invite at Lake Wisconsin Country Club. That's going to get started right away this morning. Softball tonight for Baraboo is going to be at Sauk Prairie. 4:00 is the start time for it. It's going to be a continuation of the game that was suspended from late in April. Also, some rescheduled matchups for Reedsburg. Their baseball team is going to be at Portage tonight at 5. That was the game that was supposed to be played last night. And then softball for the Beavers is going to be going against Lodi at home. 5:00 is the start time for it. That one's being made up from late April. Also, for Sauk Prairie tonight, the boys tennis team will be hosting McFarland at 4. And lacrosse is going to welcome Verona area at 4:30. And then Portage, as mentioned, will be taking part in that golf invitational and then also hosting baseball action tonight against Reedsburg. The Brewers get a 3-run homer in the 9th inning to come back and get the win over the Kansas City Royals 6-5. Willie Adames was jawjacking with fans throughout the game, and then before his at-bat in the 9th inning, reports were he called a shot and said he's going to go yard, and that's exactly what he did with 2 runners on. Brewers trailed 5-3 at that moment. They were able to hold on in the 9th and get the victory. Moves the team to 21-14 for the season. Kansas City 21-16. Those two teams will wrap up the series today. 1:10 first pitch. It's going to be Joe Ross getting the go for the Crew. Brady Singer countering for the Royals. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
A great start to the day with plenty of sunshine, high of 73, chance of thunderstorms by mid to late afternoon. Our wind out of the east today at around 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms. We may get locally up to a quarter inch or more of rain. Our low 48 tomorrow. Cloud sprinkles in the morning, clearing in the afternoon with a high near 60. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope you are having a great Wednesday, halfway through another work week, and we're just getting ready for another weekend, also basking in a little sunshine today. I mean, we're not going to talk about the fact that there's some rain coming later this afternoon. We're going to ignore that and enjoy what we've got right now. Philip Bailey of Earth, Wind & Fire celebrating his 73rd birthday today. He had this duet with Phil Collins back in the 1980s. Here is Easy Lover on 99.7 Max FM.
She's the kind of girl you dream of.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. It's just a couple minutes before 9 o'clock now. And Finn, we got them all in. All of the birthday artists today. We're like button up right against 9 o'clock. And Corey Hartman would be yelling at me if he was here. But we did it. We got it all in. So that is the good news. Now, we do have some celebrating that we need to do this morning with our calendar days. All those little reminders that, yes, we are crushing another week and getting closer to the weekend. And sometimes, Finn, you just need something to do or something else to think about. That's why we do our calendar days. Yeah. So today is bike to school day, which lovely morning to do so. My goodness, if the kiddos decided that's how they wanted to get themselves to where they needed to be today, they picked a really good morning to do so. Now, with the chance that we have some, you know, rain in the forecast later this afternoon, not sure how the home process is going to be, but this morning they were golden, absolutely golden. And hopefully nobody was in the middle of biking yesterday in those downpours. Well, there were some people down by Sauk Prairie.